It's Disney A Time, the Canadian themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. You threw me off there.
Change things up once in a while.
Yeah. How you doing, Brandon?
Oh, fine.
How was your week? Do you have a nerd thing?
No, not really. It's St. Patrick's Day yesterday?
Nope, today.
Today?
When does this comes out? Monday.
Monday. Well, that's a terrible day for St. Patrick's
Day. Agreed. Huh. You were like, what are we going to do for St. Patrick's Day? I'm like, it's Monday. And you're like, oh, so nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Like the worst.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a real holiday.
Wow. But it's a holiday.
Not really.
It's an observant day.
It's like Valentine's Day. It's not a real holiday.
It's a holiday.
Yeah.
A holiday not like from anything. It's like a celebratory holiday.
Celebrate drinking green beer.
I guess so. I'll wear green that day. That's what I will be doing to celebrate. Speaking of drinking, what are you doing? What are you drinking? Not what are you doing. What are you drinking?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Drinking, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the thing around
here.
It's
true.
It's just gin and aha.
Aha. Aha.
Aha.
Aha. Peach and honey. Aha.
What about you? Are you?
I am drinking the exact same thing.
Yeah, I thought mm-hmm. so.
Yes. And my nerd thing is the official part of the Disneybound month is over. They only did the first half with the official prompts this time. And then you're just supposed to bound the rest of the month.
If you're using the word official very loosely.
Well,
there.
It's the, like.
The official unofficial?
The official unofficial, yes. Like, the Disneybound Instagram, which is what started and made famous the whole idea of Disney bounding, does Disney bound month, and they come out with like the prompt list and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So not official.
Well, no, but officially official.
That's what I thought.
It's pretty official. It's official by them. but that's done. The last one, we're recording this Saturday, and that was the last one. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna bound the rest of the month though. I have students and like random staff members and stuff coming to see me every day to try and guess who I am. And weird thing, a substitute teacher was at the school the other day and she came up to me and she's like, "I hear you're bounding," and I was like, "What?" Because, yeah. Anyway, she's like, "Yeah, someone at the elementary school in town said that me." Does this thing where she like dresses kind of like a character but not like a character every day, and the substitute teacher's like, "I know what that is. That's Disney bounding," and yeah, like it's so I have to keep going now for the rest of March.
you have to make it up yourself now, or?
Yeah, there's other people who have posted different prompts that you can do, but the challenge is just to bound every day. But yeah, so I guess that's my nerd thing. And there is an event in Dreamlight Valley for St. Patrick's Day that I'm almost done, so that's exciting. And, yeah, that's it. I finished a book today. It's a lot of nerd stuff going on, I guess.
Good stuff.
Brandon, we have...
That's me, yeah.
Yes, we have a new episode of Daredevil Born Again.
We do,
okay,
yeah.
Spoiler-free gut reaction, Brandon, what do you think?
Feel good, happy show of the year.
That is just not a true statement.
nothing bad ever happens to Daredevil.
People he knows, or anyone around him.
It's very good though.
It's so good.
I think I liked episode 3 more than the other two even, and I liked the first two, so you know.
I might have, but it was like, yeah, anyway, yep. It's going really well. I mean, not literally for Daredevil, but like the show is
so far so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it up.
Mm-hmm. That's a nerd thing that you could have picked. We started watching a new show that's pretty nerdy.
That's true. I did think about that before, but I didn't think of it when you asked me.
Okay, so let's try again.
For the first time in a long time, actually, because we've been stuck in the treadmill of work and other things and Disney Plus shows only, so mm-hmm. this is the first time in a long time that we've watched something that's not like a Marvel, Star Wars, thing.
I think the last ones would have
or
been...
Or Oscar movies. Like.
Oscar movies, yeah. I think the last things would have been like, well, we just watched a trailer for Last of Us Season 2. Last of Us Season 1 might have been the last thing. Or I guess...
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah. That's
House
true.
Of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess so. But no,
been a long time.
We started watching Season 1 of Severance as Season 2 is just wrapping up,
yeah.
Actually. So, I like it so far.
Me too.
I think its popularity is well-earned.
Yeah, it's the whole first episode I was going, what is happening?
Ben Stiller is an excellent director.
Oh my goodness. Like, I was shocked. I had no idea that he was directing this, but it was amazing.
Well,
it is amazing. I know he's directed other things.
He's directed other things. He directed Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
It's probably like his most well-known
project, I had no idea this was his project.
No,
I
didn't either.
Until his name showed up.
No, not a clue.
So anyway, I totally agree. Okay, let's head to the news. Disney A News Update. I mentioned trailers. We just watched a bunch of new trailers that came out last week. Yeah, okay. Let's start non-Disney nerd stuff first. We saw The Last of Us Season 2 trailer. Brandon, what do you think?
Another feel-good show of the year, probably. Especially if they follow the plots of the video game.
Do you know the plots of the other... I know you played the equivalent of Season 1, so...
Yeah, I played the first one. I haven't played the second one, but I know some of what happens in it.
Mm-hmm.
Just everybody has a good time.
None of this is true.
Never any problems, obviously.
Huh.
Yeah.
Short show, that turns out. Yeah. It was nice that everything got figured out.
That's why the second game didn't do as well. It was pretty boring. They just kind of sat around.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, well, we did that big adventure the first time, and now we're safe, so yay.
It was like Animal Crossing without the cute animals.
That makes sense. Yeah. Just creepy zombies instead.
No, they just sat around and
they didn't even have
decorated their little village.
Okay, that actually sounds a lot better. That would make me a lot happier. That's not what's gonna happen. This is a lie. We also had a trailer for the live action Lilo and Stitch.
That is Disney.
I know. Did we have another another non-Disney one. A new Final Destination.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a fondness for the Final Destination series. I think it's hilarious.
I love them, actually. I think they're great. And they're the first show, like, movie like that I watched that was kind of like tongue-in-cheek ridiculous. And
it's a dark comedy more than a horror movie. Like,
yes,
it is a
especially
horror movie,
but there's
definitely dark comedy too,
definitely.
So, I don't know, I think it's hilarious.
I've always liked them, even when I didn't like horror movies. I like the Final Destination.
It's not scary.
Yeah, that's my point. Right? Like, it's so anyway, that looks fun, and because of the softness I also have for Final Destination, we will be watching this.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I think we should probably watch them all again, because this one seems like it's going to tie into some of the history.
When does this come out?
I don't know. No idea.
Well, we better get on it, is my point. There's a few of them. I think now to Disney?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
Lilo and Stitch live-action trailer. Brandon, what did you think? Yeah.
First of all, why?
Yeah.
Second of all, I don't think Lilo works in live action. Too much of a main character to have a kid that young. That was the gist I was getting. It's not working as well as animated.
I mean, and like, she was cute and everything like that, but I think it needed to be animated, yeah.
Well, it was animated.
I needed to stay animated.
I mean, I'm not the target audience for this. I never really liked Lilo and Stitch the first time. I'm not one of those people that is like obsessed with Stitch that you see everywhere. So, my opinion doesn't matter.
I'm not obsessed with Stitch, which is odd for me because little fluffy, and I didn't dislike Lilo and Stitch, but I don't know that it's the right call to make this live action. I don't know.
They want to make money.
I get that. I'm already annoyed by Lilo's sister, Nani, and I adore her. I think she's, like, amazing and wonderful.
She looked like better casting or better performance than Lilo.
Maybe they needed to age up Lilo or something like that.
Yeah, but it, I don't know. It doesn't, the plot doesn't work. She has to be young enough to be naive enough for it all to come together. And like having a main character in a movie that's played by someone so young is, it's not great.
Yeah, I'm not.
And then the other thing that people are slightly upset about, the aliens come down in like human disguises.
Yes.
They're mad that the skinny one with one eye is not dressed up like a woman, like in the in the original.
Yeah, because that's their whole thing. They're supposed to be a couple on their honeymoon in Hawaii.
And I kind of get why they changed that.
Cause yeah, it's like I do too. Because it's not. It's like,
almost like poking fun at LGBTQ, not supporting. So right. I don't know, but
I get that. I mostly, I don't know. I kind of go into the same thing. We have a whole episode like a long time ago about the live actions, and they've added a lot more since then. And you made a good point where it's like, if you're going to do live action, you have to do it a different way or add something or change something. And if they're just doing a shot for shot recreation, like, don't. And I feel like that's what this is.
The trailer didn't show me it being any different.
No, it was like, it was the same. So anyway,
they're even going to have Elvis music. So
yeah.
There you go.
You have to. I liked Lilo and Stitch much better than you did. Similar to the first movie, I think the best part is going to be the best part of this was the Super Bowl ad. Like the
meta advertisements where they had him destroying other Disney movies. Mm-hmm.
My favorite was his spaceship, the red spaceship, and he drives off with Jasmine during A Whole New World because he's got a nicer car than Aladdin.
They could do the same thing, but with all the live action.
That would be hilarious. Yeah, they did Belle. You know, like I think they've all done live actions of them. So why not?
Yay!
Yeah. And then we also watched. Okay, so Freakier Friday. First of all, this was just like a teaser. And
that was a bit long. Well,
I think it was a minute.
It was a teaser, but it was more
teaser trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had some meat on the bones.
So
I
am the target audience for this.
Yeah.
The target audience for this is millennial women who were the right age when the first one came out. Honestly.
For sure. Yes.
And I was just aging out of it, but I actually really liked the first one. It was super fun. I adore Jamie Lee Curtis and everything she does, first of all. And she has such a good time with these movies.
It looks like she's having fun again, and that's good.
And also, hats off to Lindsay Lohan, because she has, like,
she turned her life back around. Yeah, she was having a tough time there for a while, and now she's looking good.
Yeah, we've mentioned that before. Yeah. And I don't know. I just saw this, and I started giggling, and I was like, it comes out this summer. It's a perfect, like, silly summer movie, and I will be watching it.
It looks brainless but fun, which is what you
very good summer
ask,
vibes exactly
for,
yeah? Yeah, bright and colorful and
and they got Chapel Roan playing
in
the trailer, and
that was actually
like,
really fun. Yeah,
it works. I don't know,
it's perfect summertime movie. So I will be watching this, and I'll watch the first one before maybe I'll do an episode about it. Okay, and now speaking of interesting trailers, we have a new Thunderbolts trailer.
This was a teaser. Mm-hmm. But it did have some new footage.
Mm-hmm.
But this is by far the strangest Marvel trailer I've seen.
I totally agree.
And it's coming on the heels of the very strange, similarly strange Andor trailer.
Yeah.
They're trying to push these things as prestige pieces, which I don't know. I think that might bode well for Thunderbolts.
Yeah, it was. I kind of really liked the tone of the Thunderbolts one.
Yeah, I think I liked the Thunderbolts one more than the Andor one, because
so
it
too.
Wasn't the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And
they gave us a more traditional first one.
Yeah.
First to give us an idea of what was up. And we've seen other clips and stuff like that. And now this was
and
a
TV spots.
And TV spots. All yeah, that. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so this was just.
And this one's just highlighting like the talent of everyone that's, that was involved in this movie.
Yeah.
You know, from the producers to the composers to the, the actors and
yeah.
just like, it's like, oh yeah. Okay. And there's some pedigree here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, it says like this,
but like tongue in cheek as well.
Yeah,
it was like,
that's it. The it tone just, of it was so good.
It fit really well with what I think they're trying to go for, and I am cautiously optimistic.
Me too. I really enjoyed this. Actually, it was bizarre, but I really liked it. Yeah. If you had just had the same, like I don't know, storyboard or clips or whatever, I would never have known that was going to be. That you'd be doing that for a Marvel movie, I guess, is what I'm saying. Like, that style of, like...
The template.
Producer by. Yeah, template.
The template of the trailer was not anything that you've seen. Like, Marvel trailers are usually pretty formulaic.
Mm-hmm.
There's some outliers. Mm-hmm. Your Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's true.
I mean, that's its own template now, I guess.
Yeah.
But your Black Panther... Wakanda Forever, of course, was...
Oh, man.
I think the trailer was better than the movie.
I agree. That trailer, like, moved me to tears, literally.
So, there's some outliers, but usually they're pretty by the book. And when you have that much money on the line, you kind of have to play to the cheap seats sort of thing. So, I don't know.
No, this is different.
It's different. I don't know.
I
like it.
Yep, me too. I think it bodes well, actually. I think that was it for the trailers. For now.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see some more. We'll see some more Andor soon. I think there was some featurette stuff that we didn't actually watch, so I can't comment on it. But I think we should, while we're in the news section, dive more into the South by Southwest stuff.
Yeah, that's what I had up.
We had a chance to catch up with some of it.
Right.
We were talking about the vertical lift of the Monsters roller coaster that's planned for Walt Disney World. It's probably not as scary as it sounded just reading that headline. It's more like you're a door that's going to go into the door warehouse.
Oh, that's really cool.
And you're getting gripped by it and then lifted up to the suspended track.
That's pretty cool.
I'm still hopeful that it's got some decent thrill to it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. But like, you're still going to definitely be able to ride it and not be too scared.
Goodness, I hope so, because that sounded intimidating. speaking of, we also got to watch some stuff for Avengers Campus.
Yeah, that was they had a lot. They actually did a lot at this, which is surprising because I've never heard of big Disney news coming out of South by Southwest before.
I'm going to pause on there. I do have, it's interesting. Disney Parks has booked a spot for the Star Wars celebration in Japan this year.
That's just the main Star Wars celebration.
Yes.
They move it around.
But Disney Parks usually is not necessarily a part of it.
Hmm.
Other than, of course, like, Galaxy's Edge and things like that, right? So it's interesting, and then it's like, well, what does that say? Is that saying something about Tokyo Disney, like Sea or Tokyo Disneyland, or
because they don't have anything Star Wars there?
Think,
but
I don't think
the Japanese market likes
Star Wars.
Wars,
right?
So
no, they want like Disney.
A, it's weird that they have a Star Wars celebration there, and B. What would Disney Parks be talking about?
I'm not saying they've never been there before, but it's like odd enough for people to be going, well, that's weird.
I don't know.
So anyway, interesting.
They did have a further clarification on this, on the Star Wars, some Galaxy's Edge stuff. They're bringing those BDX droids that we saw on beta test.
So cool.
One of our trips to a bunch of different
and we
parks.
Loved them,
and they were really cute. And then they're actually going to add, they're going to have one that's like kind of malfunctioning. It's going to have an animatronic Babu Frick on it.
That we saw the little clip of this,
yeah.
And it looks really good. Yeah.
And so I like that.
Me too. I loved the BD the droids that we saw before. They were great.
They were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They had them for last Star Wars.
And then
Season of the Force,
then the question is, when do you get to be able to build a BB
Ooh.
A BD droid
I'm
at
actually,
the droid depot.
Yeah, would it's, not be surprised if that's coming.
Yeah, maybe. It's tough to...
It's not the same because it doesn't just, like, roll, right?
It's tough to build a bipedal droid at a consumer price point.
Right.
But then I would have said a BB droid would have been hard to do with the magnetic thing, and they figured that out, like, right away. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that would put Droid Depot Pack into excitement. Not that it's, like, we've never been in there where there aren't people building droids, but it's definitely, like...
Well, you can do it whenever you want. Yeah. It's not a clamor for thing anymore.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
I think that's fine. Yep. But we also saw a little bit more about the new ride systems for Avengers Campus.
The two rides.
Yes.
Which was the surprise announcement at
D23 last year.
We knew there was a planned e-ticket for since Avengers Campus was announced.
Right.
And then they are going ahead with that, but they announced a secondary,
which was a surprise
one
that they it would be more like a D ticket. It was kind
D-ish,
of
D-ish, yeah. Still pretty thrilling looking, and and doing what you can with the limited space.
Well, that's what I'm wondering about. So, okay, we saw a little bit more, especially like the ride vehicle and stuff.
For which one?
For the E ticket.
Okay, so the E ticket. This is looking. Unfortunately, it's giving Transformers at Universal vibes. The ride vehicle looks very similar. There is going to be a heavy use of screens.
It does say it's a trackless system, though.
Trackless system, which is good. I just hope it's less Transformers, more Spider-Man. At Universal, there are similar rides, but the Spider-Man the Spider-Man one has. More practical sets,
right.
Less screens. There's still screens. Like, you can't really do it without screens. So I'm hoping it, like, the Spider-Man one feels mostly like an e-ticket. Not thrilling, but...
But an e-ticket, at least.
An e-ticket. Yeah. It tells a story.
Would, like, I find it thrilling?
Yeah, I think you would like... I think you would like Spider-Man. I think it's less prone to motion sickness.
Because of the mix?
Because it's more practical.
Okay.
In nature, and I think it's gonna. I'm gonna hope more Spider-Man-y, with better technology, because that one's quite old. Like,
right.
That was at Islands of Adventure when I went there in like
high school.
2000. Yeah, in high school. So it's old. It does show its age a little bit, but
so if it's like let's do a newer version of that. Now there's a couple things about this one. The way they're making it sounds kind of like you'll notice there's not like shoulder straps or anything like that. It makes it sound kind of like Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which is not an e-ticket. It was never designed to be an e-ticket. It was designed to be a D-ticket. They say this one is an e-ticket. And then the other thing is, apparently, there are 3D glasses. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't have strong feelings either which way. 3D was an antiquated thing, but it saw a big resurgence when it came back to theaters.
Yeah.
Mainly led the charge with Avatar.
Right.
Blowing everyone's mind.
Right.
I think you can do cool things with 3D glasses. Mm-hmm. And the 3D glasses that they have now, like the ones on the Spider-Man web-slingers ride, are fine. Like they're comfortable and they don't dampen the light as much.
Right.
So, whatever.
You're kind of indifferent?
I'm indifferent. I think you could probably do it without.
Right. But if they're going to do it, okay. I'm, with what we've seen so far, I'm finding it hard to believe this is going to be e-ticket level, I guess.
Yeah. But if we had been paying this close attention to when they were building Rise of the Resistance... You would probably be saying something similar.
You know what? You're right. I probably would be.
That's what you got to keep in the back of your mind. Like, Rise of the Resistance is more than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
It becomes very much an e-ticket ride.
Definitely. So this might be the Marvel version of that.
And I think that's what they're trying to do.
I could see that.
But that being said, Rise of the Resistance doesn't have that many screens, and the ones that they do are like... in like, portholes in a space station so they look better.
Right.
And you don't need 3D glasses and all that. So.
Yeah, that, exactly. That's a good point. So we'll stay tuned. I'm curious to see how this develops anyway. The other thing, we saw more about the other attraction that's coming, which is going to be more like D ticket level. And this is it called like Stark Labs or something?
I don't know. It's a Stark Flight
something.
Trainer thingy. I don't know what it's called. They'll probably change the name before it
that's
actually comes out.
That's also probably true, honestly.
Doesn't matter. It's kind of a... Well, if you've ever been on the Harry Potter, we're talking about Universal a lot. Mm-hmm. Disney's trying to poach their stuff now, it seems like.
Seems like.
They're playing catch up with Universal. When has that ever happened?
Never, actually. That's the whole point.
It's now it is.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're going to see it even more at D23 this year, I think, with the opening of Epic Universe is opening, like, in a matter of weeks.
Team member. They call them team member at Universal, but the previews have been on.
I'm talking to the public
for a couple weeks, and then when this episode comes out will be the first day of the family and friends team member preview, so like wider range of
they're like slowly opening
that looks amazing.
It looks so
but
good.
Anyway, this is the I think they might have one at Epic Universe as well, but this is a specific ride system that they use for the Harry Potter Forbidden Journey ride that is at it's at both parks in Florida and California, and it basically it's like an arm thing that moves your seats around up and down and swings you around and then like puts you in front of a screen so you can. It's almost like a mix between the Canada arm and Soarin'.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I get it.
But this ride is going to be like that, but it's on a track and. More like you're in an industrial warehouse where Stark Tech is going to train you to fly like Iron Man is the whole story, but it's very industrial. And so the ride system is actually not themed to be hidden like it would be in Harry Potter where you're supposed to be on a floating bench or whatever. No, this is like you're in a factory and those arms moving you around.
Yeah, in fact, they're kind of playing it up even more to like to be more visible and more wires and steel and
exactly.
stuff like that. Yeah.
So I like it. It's a good way to do a D.
I think so too.
In my opinion,
this looks like a very thrilling attraction though.
Yes, it's something that you would see more at like Knott's Berry Farm or something like
just with more theming.
Picks you up and shakes you around.
Exactly.
And,
I will still do it, but it looks like Forbidden Journeys. I've ridden that a few times,
and
it does make me nauseous. I can do it. I think I can do it twice back to back, and after that, I cannot do it anymore.
You've done it twice back to back, but I think the thing that gets you more on that, not so much the ride itself, there is some pretty janky screen motion sickness triggering stuff on that one, and this one won't have screens
that'll
at all.
Help.
So it'll be real motion, so you'll be jerked around and up and down.
Yeah, which
and upside
does affect
down.
Me, but not near as much as the screens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I think this is a good way to do it. I'm optimistic about it. I was like, how are they sandwiching in another attraction there? But this is going to be like the right size and shape for it.
It feels like a good use of space. It's not
good. So.
It's not going to take up much more room than like say Mater's.
Exactly.
But it's more thrilling and good for adults.
Yeah.
Like. And probably they'll design it so kids can like certain kids can ride. Like for example, Mission Breakout.
Yeah.
I looked up the height restriction for that because we were talking about these rides and
because that's the e-ticket. That's
the
e-ticket.
Yeah. And there was like complaints about how there's not that much family stuff that you can enjoy. And that's what the new e-ticket in Avengers Campus should be. But the height restriction for Mission Breakout is only 42 inches.
Okay,
that's
so it's
3.5 feet.
Yeah, that's well, we've seen tiny kids on there.
Little kids can little kid like a tall 6-year-old probably could ride it. Like that's crazy to
me. 3.5 feet is not.
I love thrill rides. I don't know if I could have ridden that when I was
that young or that height. I mean, are you kidding? I rode that as an adult for the first time, and I was terrified. Like,
I would have been really scared. I was more timid when I was young.
Yeah, that's true. I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
The first time, so I had been on Incredicoaster before, when you and I were at Disney, we've talked before about how we like were there at the same time with our respective families in 2008, and you and I went on Incredicoaster, and you could not believe, like, I almost had a full-on panic attack because I was so scared to go on Incredicoaster.
Yeah.
And now I ride with no hands.
Yeah, you actually quite like Incredicoaster.
I like Incredicoaster a lot, yeah. Which was silly because I had been on California Screamin' previous to that. It was just like I so rarely go on thrill rides. Mm. And I had been on Tower of Terror before, and I went on that and was terrified. Same thing, like, then when I went back on Guardians, I was still scared too. But, you know, we've ridden it like 500 times now. So.
You're still scared, but like, still it's scared. Like a good scared.
Yes, that is like the max thrill for me, yeah. Is because it's scary but fun. I think the height restriction for this D ticket will probably be more than Guardians just because of the nature of, like, kind of flipping you around and stuff.
Depends
like that.
Depends on how the restraints
true, like
are.
How well situated you are in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought this was interesting. That's basically the only news I have.
At the park.
Food and Wine is going on right now. This, well, it's been on for a little bit, and it's going to be on for a whole lot longer. It went from February 28th to April 21st this year.
So we're like...
We're a couple weeks in.
Yeah, we're closer to the halfway point than the start, I guess.
I mean, I guess, yeah. But we are going
to... About a third of the way
through.
Yes,
a third of the way through. There you go. So... You may have heard about some of the food items. You may not have. But if you're planning a trip, figured we'd run through everything. Food and Wine was, we decided, our favorite festival at DCA.
That we went to. Like, we've been to them all, but they change every year.
I've been to two Food and Wines, though.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And they were, both of them were good?
Yeah. The second time, I didn't do much. I only had, like, a few food items, but still excellent. Mm-hmm. And I may have had a mimosa flight that helped with that. I had a lot of drinks, actually, when I was there the second time without you. Because I'd grab a drink and then, like, continue on and stuff. So, yeah. Not as many as I have with you, of course.
we had quite a few at Lunar.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Mostly, and actually at Pixar Fest, too. That had that beer you liked.
That's true. And the
margaritas.
And the gin drink.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
You're right. Okay, I might be slightly an alcoholic.
That's fine. Speaking of, let's start by going through the booths and starting with California Craft Brews.
Oh, well, why not?
They usually do like a wings or something there. The first time we were there, this place did a brat that you really, really liked.
Oh, yeah, I did like that.
Yeah.
It was like a pretzel, like... beer pretzel,
yeah, it was really
something.
Good. And you had it like to go with something, and then when we went back for favorites, you're like, actually, that was like one
yeah,
of the best.
I doubled up on that one.
So the food this year is not the brat. There are lemon pepper wings with garlic ranch, which
so very basic.
Sounds good. Yes, and here is the really disappointing thing: a sloppy Joe slider with impossible beef and cheese. And every review we've heard of this is not positive.
Yeah, because you go and make it with a sloppy Joe where it's the whole thing is just, like, overflowing with meat, and then you make that meat fake. It's going to taste terrible.
Yeah, apparently it's just not, does not work. And I'm not anti-impossible meat, generally. Not as much as you are, I know. But,
I've had things where the impossible meat is fine, but that's just because you're covering it up.
Yeah, like, but this is the meat.
It's always going to be better if it's actual meat.
Okay, so here are the beverages. There's a non-alcoholic beverage, which is the California Punch. This is like mango guava cucumber syrup kind of thing. Then there's a mango guava cocktail, which is
the last thing,
but with vodka.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds like it needs vodka in it. And sure enough, there you go.
Yep. And this one has a rainbow sour belt gummy as part of it. The beers, and of course there is a spring.
They do like putting candy in there.
They do, and I actually am a fan of it, so it's fine.
The rock candy actually
works really well. There is a spring beer flight, and here are the beers also as part of this. Chapman Crafted Orange Plaza Pale.
Orange beer, eh?
Well, I think so, but also the DCA, the big entrance, like used to be kind of called the Orange Plaza.
Oh, so maybe it's just pale ale.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to guess that it's probably citrusy at least.
Hmm.
Noble Ale Works Flamigal? I don't know. Hard Seltzer. I don't know what flavor that would be.
Clearly, it's Flamigal.
Flamigal. Okay, clearly.
Obviously.
Obviously. See, and I'm going to go back to this Orange Plaza. I don't know if it was officially called that. I don't think it was. It had that orange stinger swing thing, and yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well,
okay, Stereo Brewing, A More Perfect Day. This is a double IPA.
So, hoppy.
Hoppy.
Probably, and then probably strong as well. Usually they're...
Drunk.
Their IPAs at Disney are between 8 and 10%.
Yeah, but let's look at what the next one is. A Green Cheek Guava in Berlin... you're going to have to help me pronounce this.
Berliner. Berliner style.
Okay.
Weiss.
But it's more expensive. It's $1.50 more than the other ones, which is usually when it's
stronger. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
So anyway, that's also the one I'd
or
like the most
just fancier,
because
I mean.
Guava. And then, of course, like I said, there's a spring beer flight for $18, which is what I would do. Cluck-a-doodle Moo, best name. Only has one food item.
Well, but Cluck-a-doodle Moo. Oh, I get it. So usually they have like chicken and steak things, so they just don't put it all in one
thing.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a grilled skirt steak and chipotle chicken with Spanish rice and salsa verde.
I mean, that sounds pretty good. As long as you get a good piece of steak, like skirt steak can be very tough. These are food booths, so like the food isn't really prepared in there. It's kept warm in there, so
that would maybe make me a little nervous. I'd look at some reviews of this one first, or at least look
it
walking around.
Sometimes it's good, and some mm-hmm. I think sometimes it's not, because we've actually, when we've been and had doubles, it's not as good the second time.
Yeah, that's true. It's luck of the draw.
Luck
sometimes.
Of the draw
sometimes,
yeah.
But if you're hearing lots of negative or lots of positive, you have a pretty good shot.
You can pick out the trends.
Exactly. Beverages, Acai Passion Tiki Cocktail. This is a lot of rum, passion fruit syrup. There's and it's tea as part of it.
Black tea. Acai, black tea, and pineapple rum.
Mm-hmm.
So you would like this.
I would really like this. I would probably only like one of these, though.
Yeah,
it sounds
very sweet.
That's a lot of rum. Then there's a Mexican lager, a Michelada, a tropical hazy IPA, a Kolsch.
Oh, I think I had the Golden Road Ride.
Golden Road Ride on Tropical Hazy IPA?
I think so. That seems to ring a bell.
Okay.
Something like that, anyway. Mm. I don't know.
I do like Tropical Hazy IPA, so I probably like that.
Anytime I see a hazy IPA, I have to try it.
There's a Kolsch, Blind Pig IPA, and then Punch Hard Seltzer. And then this one has the festival beer flight.
I think the Study Break LA Punch Hard Seltzer was also...
This one says...
At Lutner New Year.
I
know
it
says
new. But maybe that's just new for this festival.
I just remember Study Break had a hard seltzer, so that's like the brewery. But
right.
I thought it was called LA Punch.
It could have been. Like, maybe it's just new for this festival, but they've had it before. Okay, this one I'd be so excited for. At Garlic Kissed, which might generally have my favorite food. The sirloin Gruyere mac and cheese with black garlic chimichurri and garlic butter crunch.
Well, when we went the first time to Food and Wine, Garlic Kissed had your favorite thing, and it was like a garlic spaghetti thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much guarantee that this would probably be your favorite as well.
I know, right?
I mean, that sounds really good.
It sounds so good.
Chimichurri and garlic butter together.
On top of Gruyere mac and cheese with some sirloin thrown in, like...
Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So good. The beverages here are a Huckleberry Citrus Cooler. This sounds also really good. It's non-alcoholic, though. And there's not, like, an alcoholic version of it. Instead, there's a Guava Lychee Mule, which I would also really like, I'm sure. This is vodka, guava nectar, ginger, and lychee syrups.
You also had at...
Lunar New Year.
They had a guava lychee mule, I swear.
Yeah, this one is also not listed as new.
No,
either,
it's not.
So I've definitely had this before.
It had the candy lemon
mm-hmm.
wheel. Yeah, no, this is definitely from... So they're bringing back some stuff, I swear. This is very, very familiar to
me. So you were talking about that pasta thing I had.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went, like... Last year they had the same, and they say, oh, that they have that every year. It is not on this list.
It's interesting. Both of the booths we've seen so far have only had one food item
They're going heavy on.
They know where their bread is buttered.
Yes.
It's on the booze.
Except the California craft brews had two, but one was wings and one was the slider.
That's why.
That doesn't count.
Wings don't count to me.
No, they might be really good wings, but like you can just go have wings, like unless you're craving them, and then that's fine. Yeah. Golden Dreams, though, does have two food items, but one is a dessert item. There's Musubi fried rice, which is Olani resort inspired steamed rice with egg, glazed spiced ham, umami mayo, and furikake, and that sounds good.
Yeah, seaweed in it.
I think furikake is like the seaweed stuff that's on the corn, so I probably wouldn't like it, but you'd have it, and I'd try part of it.
Right.
Then the dessert here is a cherry cobbler pot de creme. This is our first dessert item at these booths.
Right.
Vanilla custard, cherry filling, and oat crumble. This sounds really good.
It's plant-based.
Yeah, well, that sounds
which is
less.
Not,
that sounds fine.
It's just, it would be your custard. It would be your custard.
Which sounds fine because it's being filled with vanilla and cherry.
Yeah, I think you could hide
it
enough. And
I think that's totally fine.
It would be fine, probably.
The beverage here, I have had before.
Really?
Blueberry pancake cold brew.
It must have been last
I think year. It was last one, yeah. I know I had a blueberry pancake cold brew, so I'm pretty sure that must have been when it was. Because if I didn't have it with you, that's the only other time it would have been.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
It was really good, but bizarre. Like, you have to wrap your mind around the fact, because it does taste like a blueberry pancake. And it's the maple brown butter syrup that it uses.
Everlasting gobstopper effect.
Basically.
When that's what I think of anytime I have something that taste like something it shouldn't.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
So the food items are new, but the drink is not. LA Style has mini LA street dog with jalapeno mayo, pepper and onion relish, the applewood smoked bacon, and crispy onions. That sounds really good. And then there's
it's like a hot dog slider.
Yeah.
And that sounds really good.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And then there's a Western barbecue burger bao with barbecue sauce. Now, this does say sweet. I would like it. You probably wouldn't.
No, yeah.
Applewood smoked bacon and crispy onions. That sounds really, really good. You'd probably try it, though.
I would I would taste it, but I wouldn't like it. I don't like sweet barbecue sauce.
Whereas I do.
I need chipotle barbecue.
Yeah. Sweet barbecue is not my favorite, but I don't mind it. But the fact that it is even labeled as being sweet barbecue tells me it's probably
sweet. And applewood smoked bacon. I'm not big on the applewood.
Right.
It's sweet. I don't like the sweet.
I would still like that, and I'm also a fan of like a burger bao kind of situation. There's Cantarito style Paloma is the drink here. This is not new. The two food items are. I'm not a Paloma fan.
No.
So let's just continue on. Which sounds like, I mean, I should be, but it's just, I don't know. Now, this is a new booth. Mercado de Antojos. I don't know how to say that. Food is birria mac and cheese with onion cilantro sauce and tortilla crunch. That sounds really good. Birria is excellent, and mac and cheese is excellent.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure an onion cilantro sauce would also be good.
And some tortilla crunch.
A Café de Ola Tres Leches cake. Tres Leche cake is amazing, and apparently this is also served with a Mickey-shaped cookie on top. Now, I'm laughing.
Probably like a little bee.
Probably a little one, yeah. I'm laughing because these all say new, and it's like, yeah, it's a new booth. That's how that works.
Yeah, they could bring something anyway.
In fact, they are. One of the beverages they're bringing from something else.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Raspberry horchata is the new drink, but there's a watermelon cucumber mojito. And that is you would maybe like this. Because it's not, there's no, like the thing you don't like about mojitos is the mint. There's no mint. It's all watermelon and
then
cucumbers.
How on earth is it a mojito?
I don't know. Maybe just because of the rum. Maybe it's the way they make it. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't call it a mojito without mint.
It says there's mojito syrup in it.
So maybe there's a little mint flavor. If it was cucumber forward enough, I wouldn't even mind a little mint.
Yeah, it would just enhance the cucumber. Yeah. What do you think about the food items here?
The mac and cheese sounds good. We saw a video with the Tres Leches cake, and it looked pretty bad.
Yeah, which is... Oh, yeah, we saw a video, and they said it was dry. How is Tres Leches dry?
Exactly.
That's not a good sign.
Not a good sign. It was from the preview day.
That's true.
So maybe they figured out how to make them properly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Tres Leches as well, but The dessert options at these booths, I never really care for.
The one I really wanted, I did get, and that was the first time we went, and it is the, well, it's probably on here in a little bit.
The Snickerdoodle.
Yeah, yeah.
Double Snickers.
Anyway, when we get to, I'm sure it's on here.
That did taste pretty good.
It was really good, and it was huge. It was
still
so good.
I would rather have savory.
The raspberry horchata sounds good. I do like horchata in the right circumstances. I'm not like, some people are obsessed with it. I'm not obsessed with it, but I do generally like it. I probably, if I was ordering a drink, I probably just wouldn't order that.
My problem with horchatas is usually the creaminess mixed with the spice.
Right.
I don't know. I get that. I don't care for it.
Peppers Caliente has shrimp papas locas. I would not like this, but it is cheddar bacon potatoes with jalapeno cheese sauce and spicy shrimp featuring tajine chipotle sauce.
I would like it.
You would really like this. That,
I mean, the shrimp is usually mediocre at these food booths, but with all the spicy stuff, it would be fine.
Yeah, it would be a vehicle for the spice at this point for you. You would not like this. Here's a bunch of impossible stuff.
But I would like it, though.
Corn chip chili pie featuring impossible beef.
I'm groaning. I know.
I would try this, especially if I heard some good feedback.
I kept interrupting.
Seasoned impossible beef, spicy cheese sauce, tomatoes, sliced jalapenos, and cream. There might be enough stuff in this, Brandon.
Well, the spices would help, but you know what would help it more?
Being real
beef. You know the old 80s Wendy's commercial?
Where's the beef? But the beverage here is the winner. This is the pickle whiskey sour cocktail. I would be nervous, but also so intrigued.
You'd have to try it.
I would have to. I am obsessed with pickle stuff. Like that pickle lemonade, which I know a lot of people didn't like.
You liked?
I loved. That was like my favorite thing.
That was... The pickle lemonade at the refreshment corner stuck around like for a lot longer than it was
there for Halloween.
it was there in February, I thought.
It wasn't there in February.
While
we were there in November, it went away. It was there when we first got there, and then crazy. So the pickle whiskey sour cocktail, the reason I'm nervous is because bourbon. But with pickle juice, lime juice, sweet and sour, garnished with tajine, chili lime sauce, tajine, and a full-on pickle spear, I would have to try it. I did have a...
The thing I'll say is bourbon is a softer, mellower mouthfeel type of whiskey.
Mm-hmm. That might be okay then. I did have the peanut butter one last year.
And you did
and
okay
I
with
really
that.
I actually really liked it. The biggest problem with that one was I was not, like... hungry. I was thirsty, and it was a full-on big milkshake, right? So
right.
I distinctly remember that one, but I was nervous about that because that was a whiskey and I liked it, so maybe
I think that was bourbon as well, actually.
That's optimistic then,
because it was more like a peanut butter old-fashioned is what they were going for, and this is like they're going for a pickle whiskey sour,
which is what it's called. Anyway, I'd be so intrigued, I'd have to try it. I'd probably end up really liking it, honestly. I always like the weird stuff, too, but it's pickles. So.
I like whiskey sours, so I don't know. But I don't know if you'd like it.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
But between the two of us, we could finish it off.
Oh, for sure.
Uncorked California, here's the Mickey-shaped macaron made with Snickers.
Yeah.
It was awesome. If you're only going to get one dessert item, this should be it. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now.
Sure.
Sure. Whatever. The beverages here is there's a lychee melon cocktail. This is white wine based and sounds really good. It says it's new. They've done lychee melon combinations before. Then there's a California wine cocktail. This is white wine with gin and peach and a little bit of blue Curacao with a blue rock candy. There's a strawberry and cola cocktail. This is Pinot Noir based with whiskey, Italian Amaro, Coca-Cola, and strawberry puree. Interesting.
Hmm.
Green apple slush cocktail, which is a green apple based one. This one has a shark gummy in it. Cocktail flight. I would have to try them all.
Okay.
Then we also have a bunch of wines. Of course, we have a Chardonnay, a Sauv Blanc.
Yeah, a bunch of wines.
Yeah,
don't
okay. All right. There is, though, a white wine flight and also a red wine flight. But you gotta do the cocktail ones. That's where the winner is. Paradise Garden Grill is there's a bunch of stuff, of course. The food items are chicken taquito. Oh boy, ahogada.
Chicken taquitos.
With rice.
Yep.
Al pastor tacos, esquites lotus chips, harache with soy-based chorizo beans. This is chorizo beans though, so that might be okay. It is like obviously plant-based. But because it's not trying to be like meat,
I guess, whatever.
Pescado, yeah. A whole grilled fish.
Oh, they were doing this at mm-hmm. Lunar New Year's.
So
well.
This is just a different type of whole grilled fish, yeah. But it's back.
They must have got a good deal on fish.
Yeah, I guess so.
I did see a couple people walking around. With
I know, me too. And I was just like, I don't know. There's a street style taco. There's a kids meal option with this one. Cheese quesadilla and a lime parfait. The beverages here are another Paloma, again, not a fan, and a hard peach tea seltzer. At Aunt Cass's Cafe, they have a burrata toast, which sounds really good, and a Pinot. And Award Wieners has the mini L.A. street dog with jalapeno. Saying, yeah. Boardwalk,
the hot dog slider.
Yeah. Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta has a smoked Hawaiian pizza. Yum. And a pineapple coconut cheesecake. The Cappuccino Cart has the return of the coffee bundt cake, which we actually randomly had.
Yeah, for free, because they messed up the other order.
Yeah, exactly.
It was good, actually.
It was actually really good. I wouldn't have ordered it, but I was, like, free, I was really happy with it. Yeah. And actually, like, if you were a dessert person,
mm-hmm.
it would, like, be worth trying. We're just, if I'm having a dessert, I want, like, a Dole Whip or a churro or something. Or the Mickey one. Clarabelle's hand-scooped ice cream has a strawberry shortcake. Cucina Cucamonga has that strawberry horchata again, with or without rum this time. Mm. There's also a horchata with rum. Corn Dog Castle has a SoCal corn dog. This is rolled in fries and topped with tomato and pickle relish, American cheese, and house dressing. This sounds really good, and I would want to try it.
Rolled in fries.
I'm going to guess that it would be like chopped up fries is the thing, maybe? I don't know. I have no idea. I want to look up a picture for this.
Yeah, I have to look this up. Yeah. Or is it just like there's some fries in the thing and they roll it?
Maybe. I don't know. I literally don't know.
Served on a base of fries.
But
we had a corn dog that was served on a base of fries.
That's true.
At Knott's.
At Knott's we did. Yeah. I like corn dogs.
I think that's a pretty common way to serve a corn dog.
Yeah, maybe that's all it is. Mm. I don't know. Cozy Cone Motel 5 has a specific popcorn scoop, it says. This is the corn chip chili pie, though. That it was in the booth as well.
Oh, that was the popcorn scoop cone.
Yes.
Yeah, very confusing.
Hollywood Lounge has some wines and a wine flight. Lamplight Lounge has a special donut for this. It's the strawberry lemonade donuts. Paradise Beer Garden has a whole bunch of beers and seltzers also.
Mm.
There's a bunch of flights. There's IPA flight, mm-hmm. a fun and fruity flight, and they have a build your own flight option.
That is more beers and flights than they've ever had before.
Yeah, it's like a huge list, and almost all of them are new, so pretty cool. There's a peanut butter cup porter. I don't know. Schmoozies has another study break. This is the lychee and white tea.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Smoke Jumpers Grill has the lemon pepper wings and the whiskey sour cocktail, the pickle whiskey sour. Yeah,
usually Smoke Jumpers has something special of their own. That's too bad.
Sonoma Terrace, you can also get the Berea mac and cheese. And a study break, Ube hard seltzer here. I would have to try it. I don't know. I'm still deciding. I'm still making my mind about Ube.
I haven't been a big fan of any of the hard seltzers that they've had at Disney.
No,
I haven't. I have not been.
I liked one of them.
I think that we did have a flight that had a hard seltzer
that was really good
that you did like at Lunar New Year.
I don't remember which one it was. I think it was a lychee hard seltzer.
Yeah.
Studio Catering has a Thai inspired burrito, Brandon. This is chicken satay, pad Thai noodles, peanut sauce.
You're gonna lose me right here.
A pineapple fried rice and chili crisp. I bet it isn't even very pineapple-y. But anyway, Studio Catering is, like, good stuff. There's also a salsa verde chicharron tacos, pork belly-based, chicharron tossed in warm salsa verde with salsa
that
matcha and pickled
better.
Onions. Okay, well, we'd have one of
Studio
each.
Catering, that's one in the back lot?
Yeah, okay.
That had the pork belly before. Yep. That was amazing. It was, like, the pork belly tacos or...
Well, these are pork belly tacos. No, that was pork belly spring rolls you had.
No, they weren't
spring rolls. Oh, maybe they were tacos
rolls.
Then.
They were...
It wasn't like this, though.
It was Vietnamese style something.
Yeah.
Wraps. They were wraps.
Oh, yes. And you love them. You had them twice.
They were so good. No, I didn't have them.
Oh,
twice.
No. Oh, no. We missed them the first time, and then we went back. Yeah, they still had them.
They were for Halloween, and then we got them. I don't know. I can't remember. But they were back, or they were still there late.
Yes. Which sometimes their timing is like that. Mm-hmm. Terran Treats has a churro I would love, a creme brulee-based churro.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that one. It looked pretty good.
That sounds really good. The special turkey leg is teriyaki. There's also loaded carnitas pretzel bites at different places.
We had those.
We did, actually.
They were at Pixar Fest, I think.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. I was like, was this the weird thing we had for grad night? They were selling it randomly those days.
I don't know. But it was loaded carnitas, pretzel bites.
They were actually really good.
And I didn't care for them.
No?
They sit in those little kiosks. That's true. In their warming thing, and I don't know. But I've seen people rave about them, so I don't know.
Maybe you just need them, like, super fresh. Yeah. Yeah. Churros at Hollywoodland has a peach tea churro, which also sounds great. Churro near Goofy Sky School is mango sticky rice-inspired churro.
Weird,
but I'd probably like that. Strawberry caramel churro, oh so yum, weird. At Willie's Churros.
Strawberry doesn't
with caramel?
Go with caramel.
Oh, man, I think it does. Pixar Place Hotel has braised short ribs, crab cakes. Of course, there's a bunch of merch. Ballast Point Brewing in Downtown Disney has a braised short rib. Kayla's Cake has a macaron. Soul Sister has braised pork belly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
And it's lettuce wrap
it's
based.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Salt and Straw has a pink rosé and watermelon sorbet and an aged dark ale. And Filet Sliders. Vista Parkside Market has a Velvet Noir, which is a cold brew-based cocktail. And
Oops. Going too fast. Slow down. Cold brew cocktail with layers of velvety chocolate that intertwine with the tart sweetness of blackberry. Oh. Fruit mixed with chocolate.
In a cold brew, though.
Yeah, I'd like it. I was hoping it was more like an espresso martini style cold brew.
Would like to point out, though, there are far fewer cold brews on this list.
Yeah, cold brews are out. Seltzers are in, and beer,
and horchata.
And horchata, yeah.
Also, there's, like...
There's a lot of churros, actually.
There are. Yep, there are. There's a lot of the specialty churros. A fewer desserts, though, than I anticipated.
Yeah, there's never really been that many desserts at Food and Wine.
Yeah, I guess maybe the other ones had me thinking.
They focus on the food and the wine, not
hence
the dessert.
Food and Wine, yeah.
Was there not a cheese plate at the wine thing?
Wait, no. Unless it's just not listed on here. Uncork, California, the only food item it listed is the macaron.
Interesting. I always thought it was cool that they had a cheese plate for the wine booth.
I
wine and cheese.
I'm double checking because that sounds insane. Uncork, California, food, Mickey-shaped macaron.
Huh.
That's it.
Well, there you go.
So bizarre.
No cheese for you.
Yeah. Like, with the picture, that's it. Weird. That's crazy. I always liked that, too. And, like, people liked it. People really liked it.
Yeah, I saw quite a few people.
And I heard good reviews.
Because it was good cheese.
Yeah.
But
you actually kind of, like, if you have that available when you're having a bunch of wine and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, it goes really well when you're having a wine flight and you can feel sophisticated.
I do like a lot of the merch. I liked this year they had the serving plates kind of thing where you put the
Oh, yeah, when you could get it with your Sip and Savor Pass. A little. Those are probably sold out already,
though.
Oh, I'm
sure. But I liked, like, those ideas. I will say, though, there's a lot of things that were, like, standard before that aren't here. The only sliders is the impossible one.
Yeah. You should have a real meat slider, I think.
The wings are back.
I think they needed a couple more food items. I think they're a little short on food
how
items.
How many only had one item?
Yeah. That is
and at the wine one, you're only
you
one
should
item
have,
as a dessert.
I think you should have two or three food items at every booth.
I think so, too.
Maybe it's an ops thing. They couldn't handle it.
Maybe.
Maybe they're having troubles.
I mean, and if they have fewer cast members around all the time, too,
but
right?
But like I said, they make all their money on the booze.
It's true.
And so they're going to push that more and more.
No, and I totally get that. I did notice, though, that there's that a couple of those things. And it was a carbonara is what it was. That was so good.
Yes.
And that's gone. And I'm not complaining about there being a new mac and cheese item, but it's just interesting that they're removing some of those like standards that people were like.
I don't care about changing out things. I don't think you need to. I think these food festivals should be all new every year.
Mm-hmm. I like a mix of some stuff coming back, but like heavier on the new stuff. Like that's fine.
I don't think you should ever repeat. You could bring it back in like 2 years
mm-hmm.
or something.
That's a cool idea.
But not back. Never back to back. That's what I think.
That's a cool idea.
But more two to three per booth, I think.
I think so too. I'm shocked by, you're right, the cheese thing is actually, we didn't even have it, and that's almost bothering me more than it should, because there's no food item other than the Mickey Macaron now at that booth. Mm. Interesting. I just hope that they're not like ignoring food altogether. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, we try a lot of drinks at these festivals.
Mm.
But yeah. What would be your number one try? The thing you'd want the most?
That hot dog slider.
Oh, that makes sense.
Looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then there was a spicy something. I don't know.
Shrimp one that had just a bunch of layers of spice?
Yeah. The pork belly tacos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Studio.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but there was something else spicy that I can't quite remember that I think was probably good too. Yeah.
Mine would be the garlic kicks, the mac and cheese with the, of course.
And the mac and cheeses looked good too.
Yeah. Okay, so that, well, and actually, no. Mine would be the pickle bourbon. I think I'd have to try.
Yeah, there was no, like, I would be happy to try some beer, but there was nothing that I was like, oh man, I really want to try that cocktail.
Oh, yeah, there were a couple for me, actually. Mm. But of course, if you're going flavors like lychee and stuff like that, that's much more Krista-friendly. And pickle, So that's our show this week. Thank you, Emil, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find Disney AA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And if you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney AA as well. I don't know what we're talking about next episode, but we're probably not recording. We're probably going to miss a week because we're gone next weekend.
We are gone next weekend.
Yeah.
Unless you get really in the mood to record on Friday.
Which could happen. It depends. We have possible plans Friday, possible not. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what goes down. But we are going to a play.
We're going to the big city.
On Saturday, yes.
And then, yes, going to a Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Broadway play. Across Canada. So, I'm not sure. I was thinking it would maybe be time for a deep dive. I haven't done one in a while.
Okay.
Or talking about another one of the Disney parks. We did Disneyland Paris and then we kind of stopped. Or I want to make you do a blind date, but I don't think you'll have time.
Definitely will not.
So anyway, we have some options. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney AA. What are you drinking? Not what are you doing. What are you drinking?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Drinking, obviously. Mm-hmm.